Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe with your host, Robin Misevich. Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about health, wellness, happiness, personal growth, spirituality, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Well, I want to welcome everybody to the Transformation Cafe. I'm your host, Robin Misevich, and we are in the Cafe Book Club. We are celebrating Passion, Spirit, and Purpose by Anna Weber, and we're in our second week. We'll be going through chapters 3 through 7, and boy, are they just jam-packed, and we got to get my sister, Amy Frost, on here, my co-host. Hey, Amy, how are you doing tonight?
I am doing good.
You're doing well. That's good. So tonight we're going to be talking about the ABCs of DOACs, and if you go back to our last episode, which was 316, we went through the first two chapters, and, you know, just like most books, it's really important to get that foundational understanding with that. But just real quick, you know, if we're going to be talking about the DOACs, DOACs really has to be working with our the different things. D is desire, O is outstanding, X is Xing out the impossible, and A is allowing you to be you. So just giving that as kind of a foundational thing. And really want to encourage everybody to go back to that last episode. We actually have a video of Anna kind of breaking down just the basics of all that. And she does a really great job and a fun job because, you know, she's at the beach and kind of relaxed and kind of going through everything. So it can give you a little, like, 2.5-minute vacation. I thought I kind of felt like when I looked at it, I was like, oh, look at the ocean. It looks great. So it's really, you know, putting all that out there. And we did have a little bit of homework as well. So one was really looking at being able to come from a positive perspective, and I'll have Amy do that. Amy's really graciously come forward and put that on there. If you go to our website, which is transformation-cafe.com, every week we're going to be having that little homework on there so people can take a look at it and what's going on with that. And just to remind everybody, it's not too late to jump on board if you want to be doing the book club with us. We're going to be doing this probably for another, like, 3 weeks. So it gives everybody an opportunity to be able to look at just, you know, we're going to be reviewing the highlights as we go week by week. But, boy, there's just so much more that, you know, a half an hour we really can't cover. But I really want to encourage everybody to do that. You know, we've been getting some great responses from people, you know, just leaving different kinds of impressions of what they got. And already people are just really seeing the value of what we did last week. So, Amy, how do you want to jump in with this?
Let's look at the homework from last week real quick and know that, you know, get the book, start walking through the process, and, you know, I recommend you do it with a friend. And everything builds on everything. So you can certainly start from the beginning and go to these fabulous podcasts and the wonderful material on the website here to help you. The assignment we gave from last week was owning and the choosing process and then choosing in a conscious way and then pausing your routine to take a break. And take a deep breath and ask yourself, what are my choices as you go through your week? And I think that was pretty profound for me. You were out here in Vegas, and we had a lot of things we were doing and having to really stop and make choices as we went and being very conscious of it. So that was a really great exercise for me. And then we had come up with something that represents your dreams and desires on a road trip to the future. So we had spoken at a VFW meeting on Saturday. We were out in Pahrump, Nevada, and we were at the VFW bar, I guess we'd call it. And we had
the road trip. It was actually a physical
road trip. And we said, so we're out there, and we had paper, and we were drawing our dreams and desires on paper right there and had a discussion and ourselves, but with a lot of really interesting people. So I think that was really fun. So I recommend that would be kind of fun. So anything you want to talk about with the homework before we dive into chapters this week?
I just want to encourage everybody to actually do it. Like I had said before on the last episode, that, you know, just like with Amy Cuddy when we did presents, it's so empowering to actually go through, you know, an exercise and physically, you know, go through it, because it, you know, it helps you to be able to do it that much quicker when you want to go back to it and just review it. And within seconds, you can go ahead and do something like that for yourself. So it helps to, you know, entrain it into the body and help you to feel comfortable with the process and being able to move that forward. So I think that's, you know, what I want to say. I enjoyed it, and I think it was really good. And you know, when you've got that little bit of a kind of in the back of your mind that you're looking to see, you know, what are my choices and how am I making maybe different choices, I think it's, it just shows how things can really change in every minute. Because we're going to really start talking about that just in the chapters tonight, too, about, you know, positive thinking and catching yourself in the way that you're thinking and moving through all the different stuff that you have. So in Chapter 3, we're going to be looking at let me go to Chapter 3 real quick. Why don't you go ahead and get started here, Amy?
Yeah, this talks about the ABCs of desire. And where she says the three ordinary words create success and a success formula. A, attract. B, believe. And three, create. And throughout the chapter, this is probably the longest chapter. I think we're going through 3 through 7. But this is probably the longest. And she talks about that attraction can be physical, mental, or emotional. I mean, that would add spiritual, too. And she talks about finding the perfect life partner, career, or something as simple as joy, which I find that as simple as joy, which is, I think is most, the most elusive thing for most people. I think it's there for us all the time, but I think it tends to be quite elusive. And she talks about attraction, whether expressed, given, or received, has three components. One, inner genuineness, two, personality, and three, feeling of ease. So, Robin, where are you?
Say it again.
Which part of what?
Oh, you know what? I got dumped off the call, and so I called in right back. So I want to make sure that I was up to speed with you.
Okay. All right. So I just talked about the ABCs: attract, believe, and create.
Mm-hmm.
And then we talked about attraction being physical, mental, or emotional. And like I said, I think spiritual is in there too. And she talks about finding the perfect life partner, a better career. Something as simple as joy, and the comment that I don't know that joy is all that simple for most people.
Yeah, and you know, along with that too, I think one thing that Anna does a good job with, she talks about, you know, really working with these things, you need to realize that you want to approach it as just an endeavor that's going to be deep and abiding for you. It's a practice. So it's not like, oh, I figured it out and now I'm moving on to something else. It's just something that's going to continually be there as you have different things coming up in your life. And, you know, when it comes to just the different ways you're going to be looking at something, being able to attract, believe, and then being able to create. And once you get used to that and comfortable with that, it's something that, you know, you can take a lot of joy in just seeing how things are evolving and being able to do that. So, she, you know, she says, when the results begin to show up, often when you least expect it, you'll be amazed. And I think that's really true. So it's just like she's saying, you know, when you get one place in one part of your life in balance, everything else wants to go to that balance. So it's a way of being able to just move all that stuff, you know, whatever you've got going on in your life forward. She says, approach the whole series of moments with presence and power. Your overwhelm and anxiety will begin to melt away. You've begun to talk, think, and live at a higher frequency. So, you know, that takes practice. So it's something that's really, really good with that. So.
And well, then when we get into things,
yeah, exactly.
When she talks about attraction, giving, and receiving are the basis for everything else, and I think that's a really good point. I think we need to be looking at all the time: what are we giving and what are we receiving? And I think if you're not doing both, there's a problem, and that attraction can get cogged up if there isn't a giving and a receiving. I see people are either really good at giving or really good at receiving. They don't tend to be good at both.
Yeah, Amy and I had that conversation this last weekend because we were talking about, you know, being in service and being, you know, somebody who wants to be a giving person. You know, there can be times when there's a lot of burnout and even depression come in because it's not balanced. So we really have to be able to, you know, look at that and say, you know, we'll go into that in other chapters that actually – Anna addresses that, and I think it's something that's really good to be, you know, looking at that when it comes to, I'm really so grateful that she's put this book together because I said each chapter just has these wonderful pearls of wisdom that they're so simple but yet so basic to spiritual life and just working your way through problem solving that, you know, it's a simple answer, but a lot of it has to do with just practice and going back to that as something that you can have as a tool to be able to move yourself forward.
And I like that we're still in a track. One of the most powerful sentences so far for me, that's in the second to last paragraph of the attract, it says, every single speck of time, every moment is significant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. It's like, you know, it's that being in the moment, being in the now, and being able to just embrace it and realize, you know, how many just an infinite possibilities are available to us, because it goes back to, you know, those choices that we're making in every moment. I could choose something different here. So I think that's really important. So let's move on to believe. I love how she talked about belief. She said, believe in yourself and what you feel and what you are attracted to. And the events you can't control are for your own good, even if you don't feel that way in the time. And she said, believe that you can change your life just by making simple choices. She says, belief allows you to attract the right energies that lets you get tapped into your soul, spirit, and mind, and to refuel. Fuel yourself with strength and for your purpose. And when you have purpose, nothing is impossible. Your intuition will guide you in who and what you believe. And that's a great, great paragraph there. It's just so good. You know what I mean? It's so good. Anything else
well,
believing you want to share?
And I think it's really a choice. May not feel like it when you're feeling downhearted, disheartened.
Mm-hmm.
But choosing to stay in belief, because in that belief, you attract the things that you want or that are
mm-hmm.
for your highest good. Maybe then you don't even know that you want them.
Yeah, and Anna had said Anna talked about faith and how faith is, you know, so powerful. So, you know, I think that faith and believing are just, you know, so complementary to one another, so empowering to one another, having belief and faith in things.
I think they're definitely cousins. They're definitely in the same family. And she talked
mm-hmm.
about your intuition will guide you in who and what to believe. So I think that's an important, a large part of this work, I think, is following that intuition, that voice inside that loves you and cares for you. And like I've been, the whole time that I've known Anna and any interaction we've ever had, whether it's text or email or on phone or in person, is always kind, is always loving, is always supportive, no matter what's
mm-hmm.
going on, no matter what, even if we have to deal with something that may not be that fun. And she's just been such a great model for me in that, knowing that that is the goal, to be kind
mm-hmm.
and loving and believing in the person you're dealing with, or, you know, the situation, believing that's going to get to the other side. And that's not necessarily you're being, you know, optimistic or whatever, but it's beyond that. It's a knowing. It's a knowing. Anyway,
mm-hmm.
and so a couple paragraphs down from that, I love this, because this is her talking, I didn't believe, didn't trust, didn't ask the right questions. And the sentence in part of this paragraph, I was choking on my own anxiety and pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Who hasn't been there?
Yeah, exactly. And that for her to be that authentic and open about it, that she would share that. I think it's just so awesome.
And she talks about, you know, having an aha experience, I guess you'd say, where she began to transform everything and really made the decision that she was going to honor herself. And I love this. Even my list of weaknesses became something I could hold in awe.
Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the spiritual secrets, as it were, is being able to just embrace those things, not as like something wrong, but actually something that's right, and helps us to actually, you know, fine-tune ourselves into being who we really are, because we're able to embrace those things that we would consider weaknesses or things that, you know, that we need to be working on, because they really help us to just show us who we are and, you know, how we can change.
Absolutely. And, you know, and a reoccurring theme certainly for her is the idea of taking action. And I love she talks about to follow each action with deep, focused reflection on that action before you take that next one.
Right.
That's pretty darn powerful.
Yeah.
And
then
last,
you know, we talked
about creativity.
She says, opens us to higher powers and lets us design the life we love. It reduces stress, lets us express ourselves, and helps us solve those puzzles and mysteries. It even slows the aging process. Gosh, you can't do nothing else. Like, you know, you want to get younger, start being creative and have fun.
Sold.
Exactly. So, you know, she gives examples of, like, Grandma Moses and Picasso, how they didn't even start painting until Grandma Moses was in her 70s, and Picasso was still painting when he was in his 90s. So, you know, when it comes to sense of art and being able to be expressive, you know, you just paint because you can. And it gives you joy.
Make a point that creativity is how you do something, not necessarily a painting or something that people would traditionally think of as, you know, creativity. It's doing it in a creative way and honoring that what you do is creative. So not worrying about whether it is traditional in terms of creation, but go out there, whether it's a garden or, you know, maybe working out in a creative way or making decisions in a creative way. Certainly you can draw and paint and journal and all those other things too, but be open to whatever creative is for you.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Yeah, because, you know, it's how you express yourself. You know, everyone's got their own way of being artistic. You know, it isn't necessarily the, you know, the normal things that we talk about. So are we ready to move on to chapter 4?
I'm ready, and I think, well, part of their assignment will be for you to look at what attract, believe, and create is for you. So, you know, that's something that, you know, in the next week kind of maybe playing with that. So chapter 4 is living in the now, the Goaxa desire. And it's at the very beginning, a couple paragraphs into this chapter, she says as we get older, we might have to struggle a bit to maintain our creative juice. And I don't believe that. I really don't. I believe that there are people who at any age have never felt creative and that you can start that at any time, even if you were in a family that didn't support you being creative. And I don't care what your age is. I work with people of all ages. There's a huge retirement community out here in Vegas, and I really work in helping them to live creatively and passionately, you know, until they decide to go to another plane, whatever that looks like for them.
Yeah, cause she talks about, you know, embarking on a new journey as you begin to dwell in the enormous difference it will make in your own life and just, you know, being able to follow. I think really what it is just following your passions, whatever you're interested in, you know, and just remembering that each and every inch of you is valuable, unique, and special right now.
So okay,
being
let's
able to
one
just
minute.
Take those action steps.
Just
go ahead.
Yeah. Well, let's say that again, that sentence one more time. Really take that sentence in.
Remember, each and every inch of you is valuable, unique, and special right now. Yes, you will get more valuable, unique, and special with time, but that's a ripening of the power already within you. You don't need to wait.
What if we lived our life knowing that sentence was true?
Oh, my gosh. And it is.
I feel that way. I feel that way when I see myself reflected in her eyes.
Mm-hmm.
What if that is?
And just the joy of how she lives.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So do we have an action step for this chapter?
We do. It comes right out of the chapter. So you're designing a dream, a wish board, using the, you know, the Doxa desire principle. So that you'll see that. That's actually in that last page of chapter 4. So I said that chapter 3 was the biggest one. The rest of these are not that big because that's a good thing because we don't have that much time. chapter 5.
Yeah, we got about 10 minutes left, and we still got three more chapters in there. They've got some good nuggets in them, that's for sure.
Yeah, they do. They do. And that's the thing. I think people don't be frightened by, oh, my God, so many chapters. They're really easy to read.
But it's more about like that one sentence. You could spend the rest of your life integrating that sentence. Right?
Yeah, we can have a whole show on that.
Exactly. So chapter 5, your present.
Yeah, so this one's really about being able to remind yourself about how blessed we are when everything is working the way it's supposed to and how fragile that smooth function can turn out to be. And she really talks about really coming from, you know, when we had talked before, you know, in the first episode when we were doing the book, she talked about how she had hurt her finger and she still continued to write this book. And she's smiling inside.
Uh-huh.
She says, because my purpose elevates my spirit. So it's, you know, coming from that passion, even though I might have physical things that are wanting to hinder my progress, I'm still going to push through that and really do what my passion is really nudging me or pushing me to do. And that's really what's when it comes to being able to find your own special purpose. So she goes into, you know, do you know your purpose yet? You know, it's about asking those questions that help you find the seed of your voice and plant and cultivate it. So again, you know, we were talking about journaling and having this something that we're walking through with having these different things as we're going through the different chapters. She said, you'll reach your highest peak as a human being and impact others with your positive spirit and with your purpose. And you, again, find that voice and be able to cultivate it. So, and having that be something that really can have the energy just, you know, that possesses you and the relationships that it builds, the money that it circulates, and the role we assume, like a large bow on a present, our love for life. I love that, having a, my love is a big bow.
Mm-hmm.
That was great. Mm-hmm.
Well,
so chapter 6 is a really, did you have anything else on 5, Amy, you wanted to touch on?
Yeah, I think people get all caught up, oh, my God, what is my purpose? And I was at a group many years ago, and the most amazing woman who just was living her purpose full on and had several very successful careers and all that. And she really thought that she wasn't successful. And there was a whole room full of women who admired her and respected her. And one woman said, you're like a fish swimming in your purpose. So you can't even really see it. So it's kind of like,
that's beautiful.
I really believe that, isn't that? That you can't help but live your purpose. It is who you are. So, like, a good friend of mine is a minister, and he ministers to people no matter what he does, whether he's in Trader Joe's or wherever he is, not necessarily in the traditional, I'm the minister now, because it isn't an outfit he wears or a job title he has, it's who he is. And so I think that's where what purpose really is. So I want to support you this week in kind of looking at what is that thing that I always find myself doing. And let that answer come to you. You may think you know it, but maybe you don't.
Mm-hmm.
All right, chapter
6. True.
I know this is your favorite.
Yeah, this is a really big chapter, and I got a lot out of it, so I really want to make sure that we have it. Plus, you know, it's something we were advertising with, you know, why is asking why so magical, and this why the magical question. So, you know, Anna goes to say by itself, why is it insignificant, even lonely, for it becomes important when we join it with an emotional statement, a practical problem, or something else that we need to solve, and that's when we get our attention, you know. So it's all the different questions about, you know, why do I feel lost, or why can't I lose the weight, or, you know, just anything and everything that we can think about. But she said, you know, think of why the self is the why itself as the horse leading a carriage that we've packed with, you know, packed that carriage with all of our questions. How fast the horse progresses depends on the strength of the horse and the weight of the carriage and the condition of the road. She said, you know, we went back and talked about Viktor Frankl, about, you know, how when he was in the concentration camps, he had to have it, you know, he made a definite choice about, you know, how he was going to look at the situation. So the same thing, you know, like how, you know, why am I in a situation? But it really can move very quickly into, you know, how do I want to change this and what do I want to do? So if it's part of being able to find your purpose and having a stronger why than the why that's dragging you down and being able to, once you have that why, you can look at the hows. So I just love that whole image of a horse and being able to move and having these things that we're walking through. Because, you know, she says, ask yourself, is this baggage still serving me? Should I leave it behind or pack with other lighter bags and filled with practical things? So it really helps you to, you know, take a look at that. It's just this proactive thing that you can be moving through and being able to look at it. So, you know, she says, think of it this way. If you want to
reduce your weight, you go on a diet, or if you want to increase the percentage of healthy foods while eating less food overall. Similarly, if you were carrying too much of the wrong kind of emotional weight, you can go on a diet and get back into balance by absorbing positive messages and insulating yourself from crazy seesaw people. Is that each day you shed more and more of the out-of-balance parts. I loved how, you know, really kind of making that very practical. So whether it's emotional, you know, and some people eat for emotion as well, and then having it being something that comes into the physical, I really appreciated that. And, again, if you go back to some of Anna's other books, she has a couple books that are focusing just on, you know, weight and diet and balance for health. So it's something that she's talked about in other books. So I love how she brings it into this and, you know, and just even questioning the why and having it be magical. So, Amy, what would you like to share on that?
It's funny when I think of why. I think of, you know, a two-year-old, right, or a small child. Why?
Why, yeah.
Why? So it kind of, mm-hmm. I think, can marry with the being really present to what that unfolds for you. You know, the John Kabat-Zinn would talk about, you know, the beginner's mind,
mm-hmm.
and you know, allowing, you know, and I think those questions open up for the answers that we're looking for. If we have the courage, right, to listen to those answers. I'm a big fan of don't ask a question unless you really want to hear the answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So a couple quotes that she has in this chapter, which I thought were great, was John Herbert Phillips, who said, if you believe you can, you will. If you think you can't, you will fail. And then Henry Ford had said, whether you think you can or whether you think you can't, you're right. So she's just being able to, you know, be able to embrace that change and don't be afraid of letting go and plunging forward into cold, refreshing waters of unfamiliarity that will give you new freedom, new courage, and new self-esteem. She talks about, you know, just being able to treat it as a sense of adventure, even as the ground shifts underneath your feet. And, you know, she talks about how when it comes to Edison, you know, he failed 10,000 times when it came to, you know, being able to discover the light bulb, but it was those 10,000 times that helped them to know what was the right way to go. So I think that's just really a great thing on that.
So I think it's important that, you know, the questions that you're asking are helping to define those choices that you make. So being very aware of what kind of questions am I asking, not only myself, but of others and of the universe.
Yeah, exactly. And she goes back into the ABCs a little bit at the end of this chapter. She said, you might be tempted to skip the why. She said, don't. Part of that discipline is keeping focused on why, on first the why and then the how. And she goes to attract. She says, choose the destination and the best route, a beautiful scene country road, a super highway that cuts half the time. Attract the best people and the finer things into your life. And then believe. Trust yourself and believe you made a good choice, knowing that you'll improve yourself and others. Honor the known and the unknown, both are important. And then create. Imagine your arrival at the goal, a design that arrives just the way you want it. Get in touch with your feelings and intuition. Color them with happy intentions, then use those feelings and intuition to determine the best choices, which leads you back to another round of the ABCs. So you can attract, believe, and create again. And boy, that whole create thing of being able to, you know, see it in the future and have it come to you. Boy, if you've done any of that, just even having it in a way of like, well, let's pretend and let's believe that that's it, you know, how it can come to you that much faster because you've got people that are holding that with you. So I just think that's really great, and it goes right into this next chapter, which is Rock the Intentions. But anything on the chapter 6 you'd like to share on that, Amy?
No, I think you tied it together with a pretty bow, so we're rounding third here.
Okay, we're rounding, yeah, we've got there a couple minutes left here, so, yeah.
So
Rock
the
Intentions. Yeah, it's awesome on that as well. So,
well, I just said we need a road trip to the Cannon Ranch in Tucson.
Yeah, I know. She talks about how she goes to Tucson and she's asked to be a guest speaker there and how this is this lovely garden that's there that literally she really has a spiritual experience there because it's such a beautiful space, listening to the falling water and, you know, being around nature, and she just immersed herself into the quiet of these, you know, questions that triggered something that was already happening with herself anyway, which I just thought was just
just so marvelous. She says, intention is a word that can change the course of our lives. Intentions are the guides that steer us through a lifetime of deeds. As we do our best to convert those intentions into the newly reality we deserve to create. So it's all about asking what you intend on a soul level, and where do you want to be, whom do you want to become, and what would you want to be doing. And then when you're doing that, being able to have that coming into a reality to dissect the magic word of intention. I love this. You know, Amy, do you want to go through that about the intention? Yeah.
Well, how about I'll do the first two, and then you can do the last paragraph. How about that?
That sounds great.
The word starts with I. I is the person who lives through us, the individual we must love in a healthy way. Add the letter N, and it becomes in. The in represents your inner spirit, our soul, infusing us with direction.
Yeah, and the rest of the word is tensions. I love that. It says it's pronounced like tensions. Tensions come about when we dismiss the inner being, refuse to listen to our own sacred voice. She said intention leads us to stress, keeping us unaware and blocking our own ability to ignite our passion and fulfill our purpose. And she said, you know, in years later, you know, she's gone back to the ranch several times, and each time she learns something new and adds another, rock of hope to her life and her collection. So is there any kind of homework with Chapter 7?
Yeah, I think we're definitely something to do with the intention. And I really love how when you're not, you know, really looking at that definition of intention and see how you have danced with intention in your life and how could you do it going forward. So something like that, I think.
I think
Chapter 3 through 7 is was a good amount of time. And a good amount of things to help us to really look at it. And so what are we doing next time, girlfriend?
Well, we're going to be going through, Chapter 8 is about learning and growing and living. And then 9 is about freedom and connecting the dots. And number 10 sounds very interesting. It's the metaphorical grocery bag. I'm like, that's like, let's go shopping. Okay. And then number 11 is a cautionary tale, a surprise ending. And 12 is about coloring my view. So, you know, just like all our other books that we've had here at the Cafe Book Club, there's always, you know, you read the chapter, you know, on a summary thing, and you think, oh, I know what that's going to be about, and it's never what we think it's going to be. Never quite the same. So, and just again, I encourage everybody to go to the transformation-cafe.com and be looking at the homework. We'll have that available for everybody. And, loving your comments and different ideas and stuff you're having along with this process. And let us know how you're liking everything. We really enjoy your comments and it really helps us to make it that much more personal for you guys with an experience. So, as always, I'd like to thank my co-host, Miss Amy, for joining us tonight. Thank you, Amy.
It was a pleasure.
Oh, great. And we will see you next time here at the cafe.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.